We should understand that the realization of emptiness is the very essence of Buddha Dharma. We want, motivated by the Supreme Good Heart, Bodhicitta, unable to bear the suffering of our kind mothers, and determined to become someone who can liberate them from suffering permanently. With this Supreme Good Heart, we need to meditate on the true nature of things. This is ultimate bodhicitta. If we really do not wish to experience problems and suffering, we must realize emptiness. If we really do not wish to experience problems and suffering, we must realize emptiness. There's no alternative. Otherwise, suffering, problems will continue life after life without end, as we've understood. We must realize emptiness. How wonderful. We've met a teacher who encourages us to do this with every breath. We must realize emptiness, the selflessness of persons and phenomena. So emptiness, selflessness mean the same thing. Milarepa's guru, Marpa Lotsawa, said, as I read yesterday, and I'd like to encourage you, if you wish, to learn this short verse off by heart and contemplate its meaning without sound, reciting mentally from the heart. If we recite mentally from the heart without distraction, the meaning will touch our heart. The meaning will become clear and it will touch our heart. Our mind will move. We will understand such huge meaning from four short lines. And it will affect how we live our life. So we use our human life in the most meaningful way to attain the ultimate goal of human life, the ability to effortlessly benefit each and every living being by attaining enlightenment, the union of Buddha. So we need to meditate on this verse. Hopefully during the retreat there'll be some time. And I'm encouraging you from my own small experience. In East India, near the river Ganges, I met Venerable Matripa, and through his great kindness, I realized that the things I normally see do not exist. Thus, my experiences, all my experiences, it's an important word, all my experiences of problems and suffering have ceased.